News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Karen Bradley, the Northern Secretary, and Taoiseach Simon Coveney are due to hold a joint press conference in Belfast this afternoon, where they will be announcing plans to commence talks involving all major parties in the North. This, a bid to restore power sharing at Stormont. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern joins me now on the line to discuss. Bertie, I'm struck. It appears that the various parties here, particularly the British and Irish governments, are seeking to capitalise on this, the sense in the North in the aftermath of Liara McKee's murder, that something has to happen. Is it a good idea to use that sentiment?
Well, I think I welcome the talks. I think the tragedy of last week and the terrible murder and, you know, all of the events that happened since, I suppose, does give impetus. My own view is what the people of the North have long wanted to see an initiative. They'd long wanted to see action. Some of the parties in the North, you know, continually say, because I keep in touch with them all, they say, listen, we're not really getting any pressure from our base. So, you know, we really want to see progress, but, you know, it's not, there's no pressing need. I think the events of the last 7 days and the tragedies have shown that there is a real impetus. And I think really that was something that was there anyway, and it became very visible all week, and particularly at the funeral on Wednesday.
Is it wise, though, I wonder, would you have done it this way, to do it so quickly? Because, you know, where that sense of shock and that grief is so raw that emotions can be a bit more fraught. And there's a possibility then that everyone gets a little more entrenched.
Well, it depends what happens. I mean, apart from the terrible events, and I suppose, I mean, I think you're correct, that is what has given this impetus, and it wouldn't have happened if there hadn't been the terrible killing and the events of the build-up of public support for action. There would be nothing happening today. That is correct. But I think it depends what happens. There's a difference between a meeting with the parties and negotiations with the parties. And I think this is a mistake that continually is happening. A meeting is where people come and they sit around and they'll talk about some agenda and they'll state their views and their positions and they go away again. Negotiations are a different thing. Negotiations are prolonged, they're intensive, they're engaging. They're trying to draw people's positions out. What is your position? What's your bottom line? Where's your negotiating room? I hate red lines. We never dealt with those in my day. But it's you know, and to tease it out and to keep at it on a sustained basis. Having a meeting for a meeting's sake and for the optics is of little benefit.
Have we had too many meetings and not enough negotiations?
Yeah, I think so. And I think what we need to do is to have all the parties for a prolonged period. Now, your question, is this exactly the right time? Well, there are three hurdles. There's a local elections in the North next Thursday. There's a European election, maybe, at the end of May. And there is the fact that the institutions in Stormont are not up. And there's the report coming out on what brought down the executive in the first place. And that's meant to come out in June. So apart from Brexit at all. So there are difficulties. But I don't think that takes away from the fact of engaging with the parties, trying to see where they are. I don't think it's good enough for the parties to continue to say, you know, we had talks last February of last year and they broke down, so we're still in the same position. Or that's when the late Martin McGuinness said, brought down the executive in the first place. Like, that's a long time ago. And the difficulty with the North, and it's been this way for my lifetime and particularly for the 20 years I was involved, was that when you create a vacuum, the vacuum is filled by violence. And that has always been the case. And whether it's high-level violence or low-level violence, but it's filled by those who are against peace or against progress, who are against what the rest of us want, the 99%.
The 21 years ago, during those marathon talks, like, a lot of scoping out work had been done in advance of that, you know, as a basis for building that agreement, the Good Friday Agreement. Have you got a sense that scoping has been done this time?
Well, you see, I know it's history now, but just to remind people or younger people, like the negotiation started intensely and very intensely. It was 5 days a week, and the weekend was the back channels and the talking and engaging on telephone stuff, private meetings, secret meetings, whatever you want to call them. It started in September of 97. It ended on Good Friday, 98. Like, it was, what's that, almost 8 months. And, that was the groundwork. So all that I'm saying is, if they're going to have talks now, let it not be a meeting where people give the same old rigmarole, which we all know. I think if you're going to have, negotiations and dialogue and intensely, agree a week or two and get at it. And if you don't do that, you'll get nowhere. And unfortunately, that's the position.
Is this a high-stakes game? You know, there will be people who say, look, the definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, and that if these talks fail, even as you say, if they're not really talks, they're just a meeting, there'll be some sense that you're flogging a dead horse.
Well, I think the politicians should always try and hold the centre stage, for better or for worse. And I think it's... The fact there's meetings and there's dialogue and engagement is a good thing. But what I'm saying is it's not going to solve it on its own. Intensive negotiation. Like, we've a good idea where everybody is at, but that has to be teased through, talked through, painstakingly challenged. Can you go a bit further? And that sometimes can be done in face-to-face negotiation. Sometimes it's behind the scenes. But there's no easy fix to hard-level negotiations. I'm involved in a few other peace processes at the moment down involved in Papua New Guinea, and I can tell you it's tough. It's tough going, it's engagement. I went through one session of about 30 hours recently, and it's that's how it is. And I wish there was an easier way, but there isn't an easier way.
So I'm sure not a few meetings in Papua New Guinea.
Not a few
well.
Meetings, real engagement.
All right, Bertie Ahern, former Taoiseach. Bertie, thanks a million for speaking to us.